Okay, and welcome back. Hour number three. I'm Jeff Rentz with Jay Widener. Jay makes his appearance for the month, sometimes more than that, on the program. He is a documentary filmmaker, if you don't know Jay, and clearly one of the few people I hold in highest regard in terms of his ability to really take a look at the big picture and then stand back even further and see it more clearly than most. He is a man of great wisdom and knowledge, always a pleasure to have him on. He has a new documentary coming out shortly about Stanley Kubrick and an analysis of Kubrick's brilliance, which I'm sure is going to be utterly fascinating. So we look forward to that as well. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. I'm doing good. How are you?
Still here. Glad to be along. Okay, we had a lot of interesting news this past 3 weeks, 2 weeks since you've been on. But the death of Matthew Simmons, of course, was quite a shock to a lot of people. And I think you and I both immediately knew that this was far too convenient. There are no coincidences. And the technology to bring about alleged heart attacks is old hat. He was the only person, and we have to forgive his peak oil issues, that he was one of the leading proponents of the peak oil fraud. There may have been reasons for that, and I'm sure there were. But in terms of bashing BP and bringing the truth of what is in all likelihood not only going on now, but what has been going on, there was nobody in his class. His credentials were superb. They were unequaled by anyone else. And when Matt Simmons talked and bashed BP, it made world news. And we will miss his analysis, obviously, quite dearly. He played a crucial role in helping us understand what was really going on down there. Your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, it's a sad day because there's no one really left with the credentials. You know, you and I can speak about it, but we're not oil men. And he was, and he took on, you know, BP in a way that nobody I've ever seen took him on, and exposed everything that they were doing as the really rotten lies that they were. And I think also he was, if he had been lying about this, he could have been held for liable.
Sure.
in court, and yet he seemed to not be worried about that at all, and he attacked them on every level, from their PR to their Core Exit 9500 use, and on, and was telling us about, you know, this other opening that they're not showing us. And of course, we now know that, you know, this whole oil thing is one of the strangest stories I've ever been watched.
I agree.
I've ever watched in my life.
I totally agree.
No one paid any attention to it for 3 weeks until the alternative media, like us, started bringing it up. Mm-hmm. Then they attacked it like it was a story of the decade and cost BP billions of dollars. And this is when Matt Simmons' voice started getting heard. And then they brought up their magic hat that capped it, and everyone's going away now, and it's all over. And the fact of the matter is it isn't even started. And this is the perfect collusion of corporate and government power that I've ever seen. And Obama is just as culpable as BP because he's letting this cover-up go on. Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure a lot of oil is coming out of many different seeps in the Gulf of Mexico, and unless you have a submarine, how are you going to check?
Right. You're not.
You're not. And so this thing is moving out into the Gulf Stream, and it's shutting down the Gulf Stream, and one of the worries is that it's going to move up into the ocean and get caught in the heat traps in the center of the ocean, which is going to raise the temperature and do even more damage to the Gulf Stream. So now we're living in a complete Disneyland where, the mannequins are talking to us and we all believe it's real. And meanwhile, the thing keeps going. And, you know, I tried to avoid the conspiracies about depopulation, but as I watch this unfold, I do believe that that may be what's going on here. It's a depopulation effort to kill the food supply.
It's that and the fires in Russia, which are going to seriously dent the grain exports to the world, are going to play a very serious role this fall and winter. We'll see. But you're right. I don't think the Gulf oil disaster in and of itself is going to reduce the world's population by any amount that matters. But it's. I think what happened is they did something they shouldn't. It got out of control. They blew it, and then they took full advantage of it to the best of their ability. And I have never seen a more seamless interface of government and globalist big business fascism than I have, as you pointed out, between the alleged Obama administration and BP. A few little references at bickering here and there, but no, by and large, just like a knife through butter, just a joke. And I might point out, in featured stories at Rents.com, I put up a lot of pieces on Matt Simmons. I hope all of you have time to honor the man by listening to what he said. They're quite extraordinary. And this thing is not plugged, it is not capped, and the relief well is still 3 days away from what they call intercept, in which they're going to allegedly hit this 22-inch in diameter pipe and open it up and kill it from below. I just, it's absurd.
Well, it's certainly a convenient and a great coincidence that Matt Simmons died before the relief wells got there.
Yes, sir.
Because he was the one who was saying that it was all a bunch of baloney and that there was no bore to begin with, so there's nothing for the relief wells to hit. So, I mean, he was going to be watching this very carefully.
Yeah.
And now we don't really have many people who can analyze it from afar, and they've got such a clampdown on the information that we're lucky we know what we know, actually.
Well, it's true, and this is a tremendous void in our right to know. This man stood up and told the truth, and we cannot rule out murder. We just can't. Never can, never will in circumstances like this. They have these, someone even, I put a video up about this, they have these frozen little cryo darts that can be shot from a couple hundred yards away. They go into the skin, they feel like a pinprick, they dissolve, and tiny amounts of poison bring on a heart attack immediately, within seconds. First they said he drowned, and I figured, the swimming pool thing again, but then I read hot tub, and I said, geez, maybe he was alone and they came out and pushed him underwater and held him underwater. It'll be interesting to see. Oh, I guess it won't, because even a legitimate autopsy is going to be corrupted if it needs to be, and if the people running the autopsy and postmortem are told what to do, they're going to do it, because, you know, you tell someone you do it or you die, and they do it. So the autopsy is not going to be conclusive in my book at all.
No, and I wouldn't look for it. It's going to be sort of like the
just like Dr.
Polish
Kelly.
Air disaster.
Well, just like Dr. Kelly's autopsy.
Yeah, or the Polish air disaster,
yeah,
where we can't find out anything, and anyone who gets close is going to get killed. So,
by the way, the lead investigator from Poland has vanished. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did see that, and
it's
quite amazing,
isn't
it?
Yeah, he's gone. So
they have the videographer that caught the video without the bodies is dead.
He's gone.
Yeah.
I've made the point over and over again. Murder is as common as rain falling from the sky now in terms of this international evil cartel that is taking this planet to hell. And it's hideous. What Jay just said is important. The Polish government plane crash, the videographer who was first on the scene, dead. The chief investigator, missing. All right?
Yeah, and the thing is that we're moving to, you know, some kind of culmination here. And they're kind of dropping the pretense of anything. And that's kind of worrisome. And I don't know if they're going to be, if they're just going to quit on us and the whole thing is going to fall apart, or it's going to become a police state. But most likely it's going to become a police state.
I don't, honestly, I think police state in the terms that you and I would probably agree on, not with armed guards on every corner. People are already in a police state environment. They're enslaved to their mortgages. They're enslaved to taxes. They're talking about the fair tax now or value-added tax. They're already in concentration camps in terms of their lifestyle. They're stuck. Their credit card debts are enormous. They're out of work, 25 million Americans, 25%. That's my guess. Anyway, police state may already be here. Be right back in just a minute with Jay. Okay, and let's get back to our conversation. Let's play just a minute or so of Matt Simmons talking about what's going on down there. This is a good little audio clip, so here we go.
This is King World News. I'm Eric King, and you're about to hear a sobering interview with Matt Simmons, who gives some frightening warnings regarding the Gulf of Mexico crisis and BP. Remember to go to our homepage for more interviews. With this week, we have Eric Sprott of Sprott Asset Management. Eric's interview will be released no later than Monday. We have an interview with one of the greats, John Williams of ShadowStats.com. We also have an interview with Peter Schiff, CEO of Euro Pacific Capital and Senate candidate for Connecticut. Joining us now is Matt Simmons, retired chairman of Simmons & Company International and founder of the Ocean Energy Institute. Matt, obviously, I wanted to have you on to talk about this BP situation, what's happening in the Gulf. There seems to be a lot of things that you've condemned BP for in terms of their actions and things I think you've labeled as a cover-up. What is really happening in the Gulf, Matt?
Well, from what I had a hunch of on day one when I just watched the footage on television and I saw, you know, this being described as a rig fire. And since Transocean just happened to be one of the best clients I've ever had when I was still actively not only running the firm but doing investment banking, I thought, this is just unbelievable. The Gulf of Mexico is on fire. The rig is just in harm's way. You gotta realize this deep water rig is like a, you know, twice the size of an aircraft carrier. And it has 700 gallons of diesel on it. So when BP kept describing it as a rig fire, I said, these guys are lying. Or they're just stupid. And they're not stupid. And then they also said, this is not our fault. This is Transocean's fault. They own the rigs. Well, that's stupid, too, because the company man, anyone in the business knows, the company man tells the rig what to do. Then when the rig sank, tragically, they couldn't call it a rig fire anymore. So they changed their tune to, this is a drilling riser leak of 1,000 barrels a day. And again, I said, this is just preposterous. 1,000 barrels a day burned up the Gulf of Mexico. You know, luckily, I know a lot about both blowouts and blowout preventers and offshore rigs, because that was what I spent 40 years doing investment banking on. But I think this has to be one of the biggest blowouts in the history of the world because of the I've never seen flames like this. I mean, I've seen a lot of footage of some of the really incredible, you know, onshore blowouts. And then there was that great John Wayne movie of the big blowout, which was the Huntsfield in Libya, or that great movie, There Will Be Blood, which is a depiction of the Kern County oil field that blew for 18 months. It was a part of Epstein Sinclair's great book that he wrote about oil in 1922. This might be the biggest blowout we've ever had. And to have, I said, why would BP be describing it as 1,000 barrels a day? Until I started reading all the reports about how many corners they had cut and how many times they've been warned by the Transocean people, but you're going to kill people. So obviously, when the blowout happened, they couldn't fess up because they'd all go to jail.
Let me ask you about that, though, Matt. Will they go to jail anyway?
They better. They better, because they've killed the Gulf of Mexico, and they lied about it. See, had they basically said, oh, we are sorry, we didn't realize. Now, BP was in a tough position because they've said that too many times. I mean, their safety record things were so awful. I think they were, you know, it was the big lie syndrome. But had they even done that, they would have been praised today for being, you know, candid and fessing up the fact that they made a mistake. But instead, they did exactly the opposite. They conned everybody, including the government, thinking this was no big deal. And it was painful as can be, to be perfectly honest with you, to be the only person in the industry that was willing to speak out.
Why have you chosen to do that? Because there's a lot of misunderstanding about BP in the stock. I mean, they've got it wobbling around $37 right now.
I chose to do that because I've tried to basically be an honest student of the energy business for the last 40 years. So when I thought that the oilfield depression was going to kill them unless they could solve it, I said it. I said in the 90s when we started touting technology that would make things easy. I said, no, we're not drilling enough wells. And when I decided that we were heading towards peak oil, I mean, I just basically, when I believe something, then my homework, I think it's kind of my responsibility. I guess I've got too many friends that actually have sacrificed so much of their career by going into public policy stuff that I would never want to do. So I thought, the least I can do is actually be an honest student of energy and speak out about it with no extra grind.
Are people in danger in these states right now? You talk about the Gulf states.
I believe they are, unfortunately, because of what I'm learning daily by scientific people that are starting to talk about the awful effects of this methanol coming out of this oil. And all these studies that they're now doing, apparently, the New York Times had a very lengthy story that started on page one yesterday, and it was a full page in the middle of the front section about the autopsy work that they're doing on all these dolphins and birds and so forth. Why are they all dying? Because they're not what they're eating. I guess they're all concluding they're dying because they've ingested methane. I didn't know anything about methane. I mean, it's by matter of U.S. law, safety laws. If you're drilling a well in the known presence of hydrogen sulfide, then you have to have a gas mask around your neck because if the alarm on the rig floor goes off, you have something like 20 to 30 seconds to put the gas mask on or you'll die. I gather methane is even more toxic. And if this were dry methane, it would go up in the atmosphere, but it's wet methane, and so it just hangs around the surface. And it's basically one of the most lethal gases we know about.
Okay, well, there you go. You get an idea of the integrity of the man, and he's irreplaceable, unless someone else wants to stick their life on the line.
Well, there won't be, and you have to ask yourself, is that enough to get whacked? It's just a question we have to ask. He was 67, and, he may have died a natural death, but he was a master, and he was causing BP stock to drop. He was costing a lot of money, and he was costing credibility to Obama, who, over the course of this thing, has really started plummeting in the polls. So everything was sort of being led to a crossroads where they had to make sure that none of this got out, and
right.
They are in a massive cover-up right now.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
And human life obviously means nothing to them. We know that.
No.
So, all right,
not
back.
At all.
We'll be back. Yeah, we'll be back. Did you ever believe, as a young man, that we'd be in times like these so fast?
No.
I never did either. Yeah.
I would have moved to New Zealand.
Well, all right, hang on. Be right back in just a few. Okay, meanwhile, new stories going up in the oil box in featured stories at Rents.com. Louisiana authorities are seeing new oil sightings. Mississippi marsh penetrated with new oil. This is that red stuff, not the weathered older oil. This again is after the well was capped, remember? Iowa, bizarre. Acid rain, more vegetation dying. It's probably Corexit rain or other things coming from all this. It's just really unspeakably hideous what these people have elected to do to the environment. Keep in mind also that the amount of oil on the surface, again, is only 1 or 2, maybe 3%. The rest of it is down below. made to stay down there by the Corexit, which was being pumped right at the wellhead and right into the oil as it came out. It turned it into kind of a mucus-like glob. One estimation had it 140 miles across in one place. And that has been what has shut down what is known, and I've covered the story several times. I think it's still up there on the home page, if not, just look in more. The Gulf Loop Current, which loops around the peninsula of Florida and up into the Atlantic Current, is dead. It's shut down. And the Atlantic Current is dying about two-thirds of the way where it used to go, up the East Coast and across the Atlantic toward Great Britain. So this could have international, worldwide ramifications. We don't know, and no one's here to tell us. Without Matt Simmons, we've lost an enormous information source. So we'll do our best for you, as always. We'll stay on it and keep posting. And we must salute all the people along the Gulf Coast who have been sending in videos and reports so we can put them up, posting them on YouTube. These are Americans at their best, and I'm really proud of them. So keep it up, folks. You guys are just terrific, and we need you to pick up some of the slack that Matt was giving us such a lead in terms of finding the truth out. Okay, Jay, go ahead.
That's true, and you know, we can take off where he left off, and you know, we now know pretty much that BP is totally in control of the spin going on, that the government has completely succumbed to BP. So we can just take that as normal, as reality.
Right.
And you know, when you're in your areas around the Gulf and you're doing videoing and everything, remember that, you know, everything you're seeing has some kind of importance, and you just don't know when and what it is. So
the
only people we have are us.
Yeah.
The media, the government, and the corporations are just, they're not telling us anything.
No.
It's beyond criminal.
Well, remember when BP was caught twice? Caught twice. Who knows how many other examples? Photoshopping images and video images. Just amazing. They, again, have no respect for us at all. They have nothing but contempt for the American process, for our basic Bill of Rights as human beings.
I think if this goes on, it's, you know, the thing that's happening right now, as I always talk about, is the rebellion of the intelligent. And we are, you know, we just keep saying the same thing over and over and over, and we think sometimes that nobody's listening. But we are, I think, starting to bust through the concrete facade. People are starting to listen. You'd be surprised at the number of things I've heard from people that were maybe a year ago not thinking such things. And so if I were the elites, I'd be a little bit worried right now, because I think people actually do know what's going on a lot more than they used to. And our numbers aren't very big, but we're firm in our commitment. And I think that if we just keep talking, eventually we're going to become right on almost every topic, and that's when either they're going to shut down the internet, or maybe we even have a chance at some point to.
That's true.
You know, so we'll see. The internet is it's the thing they didn't think about, you know, and it got out, and what the truth is getting out, and in a way that I know that you would have never dreamed 10 years ago there would be the amount of stuff on the real perpetrators of this evil being just as wide out in the open as it's never been, actually.